Amen. To the book of Philippians. DQ, you have my pen? We're going to look at the book of Philippians. And let's look at Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 6. When you find it, say amen. If you're still looking, say, wait a minute. Amen. We're looking at the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians chapter 4. And I'm going to begin at verse 6. I'm going to begin at verse 6. Very familiar passage of scripture. Y'all ready? The Bible says, the King James Version says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thus ends the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Amen. I'm going to read that one more time. Amen. The book of Philippians chapter 4 and beginning at verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto who? God. And let the peace of who? God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that good news? Amen. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. Check this out. New Living Translation says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thus ends the reading of God's word. If you bow your heads for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning, Lord God, as humble as we know how, thanking you for all who are here this morning. Lord God, we pray right now that what we've done up to this point, Lord God, is pleasing in your sight. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, those that we committed that we knew of, and Father God, those that we knew not. Lord, we pray right now that this word would fall on fertile ground, that it would not fall in thorns and thistles or on rocky soil, Father God, but it would fall on fertile ground so that we would be able to use it next week, next month, Father God, and even next year. Lord God, if I'm too high right now, Lord, I ask that you lower me. But if I'm too low, Lord God, I ask you to lift me up and put me on a plane of existence on which you would have me to speak on this beautiful day. Lord God, you are the potter and I'm the clay, Father God. So mold me and make me and shape me into what you want me to be this morning. Give me the words to speak, Father God, because I can't preach nor speak, Father God, without you. Lord, if you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. If you don't move, Father God, we'll just stand still on today. Lord God, we just ask you to give us a willing heart, a willing spirit, open minds, open hearts, Father God, to receive your word on this day. We thank you again. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. It's good to see everybody this morning. Glad you came out to the OC. Amen. Good place to be on a Sunday morning. I'm really happy and excited about what the Lord is doing, amen, in this season. When you look at your Bible, when you look at TV, when you look at CNN, when you look at MSNBC, when you look at Fox 4, then I believe that immediately we, even as believers, are discouraged. But my brothers and sisters, every time I open up my Bibles, I'm immediately encouraged because of the Word of God. I want to talk about today, if y'all just give me a few minutes, and I'm going to use, if my grandmother was living, she'd be really upset about the English that I'm going to use this morning. But I want to talk about, from this topic, I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. Now, I know you young folks looked at me and said, ooh, that's a Drake song. Is that Drake? Lil Wayne, that's Lil Wayne. See, I thought I was on. That is Lil Wayne. But Lil Wayne said, I ain't got no worries. But Lil Wayne better get it right, because amen. But I ain't got no worries. The word tells me, Paul wrote to the church at Philippi, and he told them, he said, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Don't worry about anything. But how many of us are walking around here worried? How many of us are walking around discouraged? How many of us are worried about our financial situation? How many of us are worried about our relationship status? Amen. I look at your Facebook all the time from day to day. It goes from in a relationship to engaged to complicated to single. Y'all need to stop let me on y'all's Facebook. But as I read status after status, I see that there's so much worry. There's so many things that are going on that my brothers and sisters are not of God. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. When was the last time you really went to the Lord in prayer? You know, we've learned in church, we get up in front of everybody and, oh, Heavenly Father, we come today, Lord God. But the Bible tells us that ain't even the right kind of praying to do. That's going to your own secret closet. That's something, you know, what we should do in private. How many of us are privately praying? And do you realize that the only communication that we have with God is through prayer? So if you're worried, that may have a little bit to do with the fact that you don't have any communication going on with the Creator, the one who created us. I'm not going to fuss this morning. But I ain't got no worries. I just want y'all to get where I am this morning. Amen? He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Did y'all see that? Did I make that up? Even the King James Version says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Pray about everything. When was the last time you made a decision where the number one thing you did was pray about it? And you wonder why you're in the predicament you're in, because you went into something blindly. You are a child of God. How can you function out from under the umbrella of God? I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but I don't ever talk to God. I never pray. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, no prayer. Thank you. And why do we try to dodge all of this? Why do we try to work around God's word? Why do we try? Oh, that's the Lord's word. Oh, I'm not doing that. That's how some of us act. Pray. Oh, no. I'm gonna call my friend. I'm gonna call Big Mama. Big Mama has some good information and she's wise, but she's not God. Amen. You know, some of Big Mama's stuff was good. But some of Big Mama's stuff wasn't biblical. You keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you've been getting. Orange Chapel, y'all have heard the story about the turkey. How many times? There's a family. Shows up for Thanksgiving every year, year after year. And in this particular family, they always cut the legs off the turkey. So they bake the turkey, cut the legs off, and then bake the legs separate. And finally, somebody asked, I just got a question. Why do we always cut the legs off the turkey? If generation after generation after generation did it the same way. Well, that's how Big Mama did it. Well, guess what? Somebody finally asked Big Mama why she cut the legs off the turkey. You know what she said? Well, baby, the pan that I had was too small. So I had to cut the legs off in order for it to fit in the pan. We have to be careful about being religious and doing something just because. Tradition is all right, but sometimes tradition just keep you behind. Some of y'all still cutting the legs off the turkey, and you got a stainless steel oven and all of that, them $100 pots and pans. My wife wants some of those, and we're not there yet. That'll be 20th wedding anniversary. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all he has done. Tell God what you need. And what? And do what? And thank him for all he's done. Tell God what you need. Tell God what you need. But y'all, you around thinking that he's going to buy you. Baby, you know what I want. Candy, you better tell God some of that stuff because I can't. He's going to have to work through me. Tell God what you need. But we waste so much time telling other people what we need. You got to talk to, you have to make your request be known unto God. Amen? Tell God what you need. And then do what Brother Eli says. Thank him for what he's already done. When was the last time you took inventory over your life? And you said, Lord, thank you for my shoes. Lord, thank you for my shirt. Lord, and you open up your refrigerator. Lord, thank you for those eggs and that bacon and those biscuits and then. Oh, I'm the only one who thanks him for food to eat. When was the last time you said, Lord, thank you for my job? I know that my boss is difficult to deal with. I know that people in the break room, when I come in, they get up, get their food, and walk out. But Lord, thank you for this job, even though half the folks here don't like me. Thank you for giving me a means to take care of my family. Lord, thank you for government assistance. It's not a bad thing. But it is a temporary program. Amen. Help you get on your feet and then move on. Shouldn't be generation after generation after generation. Y'all got the same PIN number. No. It's a temporary assistance program. Thank God for that. Amen. But then, let your request be known to God. How many of you want to be independent? Amen. How many of you want your own house, your own vehicle? Let your request be known to God. Hallelujah, somebody. My brothers and sisters, what we have to understand also is all this whole Christian journey, you have to understand what it says. Don't worry about anything. It's easy to worry when you don't understand a thing. When it just doesn't make sense. Some people struggle with this Christian thing. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, never been with a man? You mean to tell me that when he was 12 years old, he was gone for 3 days and there was no Amber Alert? You mean to tell me that his first miracle, he turned water into wine? You mean to tell me that the woman that had an issue of blood, all she did was touch the hem of his garment and she was made whole? It's hard. My brother, this is a faith walk. My brother says, this is a faith walk. It's about believing the impossible. Do you believe the impossible? Because everything is possible through Christ, through God. Woo-wee. That's, boy, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. Says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. See, so many times we forget what he's done. Instead of thanking God for your wife that can only make hamburger helper. Instead of thanking God for giving you that child, even though he chose to come home late every once in a while, we ought to thank him for everything. Because you know what? Things could always be worse. Somebody wished they had that woman that can only make hamburger helper. So somebody wishes they had that brother that chooses food with his mouth open. I'm just being real this morning. I'm trying to help somebody. Because we get so worried about stuff that doesn't even matter. Amen? There's somebody out there this morning that wants a child so bad they don't know what they've gone through, fertility treatments and all of those things just to have a child, but you complain about yours. God bless you with that. Amen. There's somebody that's been looking for a church home for months and months and months, and you've been a part of a church body, but all you want to do is complain. Ooh, Pastor McGuire, get on my nerves. I'm going to keep on getting on your nerves. That's my job. I love you, but I'm going to tell you what the word says. Quit worrying. That's what he told me to tell you this morning. Some of y'all are word sick. Anybody here take stomach medicine? Don't raise your hand. Oh, my ulcers was bothering me. Yeah, your ulcers, because you're worried. antidepressants. I'm depressed. I never seen. I'm just depressed. I don't know. Think about this, my brothers and sisters. Okay. How many believers do we have in the house? And we represent the body of Christ, right? I'm trying. Let me make this a little more urban. Come here, Khalil. Come here. This is my son. Look at him. It's good looking self. He like, man, this dude tripping. This is my boy. Love him to death. You know, and he has a lot of characteristics just like me. Y'all should have seen him shoot that three-pointer last night from deep. It was just. And I just stood up and said, that's my boy. That's me. I started beating my chest. That's me right there. That's me. Every time he did something, I'm so proud of him. Because this is me. Oh, wait. This is my son, right? This is my son. And now think about it. Through Jesus Christ, that makes us who? Heirs of the throne. That makes us children of God, right? Does that make sense? And we're representatives of who Christ is, and we're supposed to be Christ-like, right? Christ-like? He's Shannon-like. Y'all ought to see him walk. He walked bow-legged and everything, just like me. Because he's mine. And it's not a coincidence that he's good in basketball. Because he's mine. At one point, was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, worried about anything? But I'm a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. But every time something goes wrong, last game, you know how many points he had? None. But he's still my son. He did some other stuff that was good. He got a few rebounds. He got a few steals. Stay in the game, my brothers and sisters. Go sit down, boy. But he was still in the game. And he was still, you know, when he was, you know, what's so crazy about that is he didn't score that game, and then his picture was on the front page of the paper. And had he been worried about the game before, he wouldn't hit them 11 points he hit last night. Because once it gets here, that's what Satan wants to do. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. He wants to destroy your thinking process because guess what? He wants to do everything that he can do to get your focus off Christ. How many of you guys was it hard to get here this morning? Wait, by 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. He wants to put up roadblocks and barriers. He wants to stop you from getting what he wants you to have. Amen. You can get up every day. How many of y'all got to work on time all week this week? And this morning, you took, whoo, man, this show is a long way to Orange Chapel. I'm just trying to help somebody. I'm almost done. They'll say, boy, that's a crazy preacher. Yep. Sure, I am crazy. Crazy about Christ. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Verse 7 says, then you will experience God's peace. Ooh, did y'all see that? Now, I love what the King James Version said. It says, and then the peace of God. Now, did y'all see and? Did y'all see that? Y'all see that and links verse 6 and verse 7 together? And the peace of God which passeth all understanding. And the peace of God which passeth what? The peace of God. You know what's wrong with some of us? You know why we're worried? Because we have no peace. Woo-wee. Can I say it again? The reason why we're walking around here busted and disgusted, tore up from the floor up, beat up from the feet up, is because we have no peace. Isn't it hard to find peace? Because when you're subject to having to deal with other people all the time, Kendon, you're not going to get mad at me. I'm going to say this, okay? So, well, we're going to be all right. You promise? All right. Sometimes, Candy and I are married, and we've been married for a long time. We've been together longer than we've been married. So some of y'all that, yeah, we took that route too. That's a joke. Y'all laugh. But we ride together. We live in Roxton and we work in Dallas. So we ride together 4 days out of the week. And sometimes it's really not that we argue, fuss, and fight, but it's really not peaceful all the time, Brother Eli. Okay, it's kind of peaceful, but sometimes she wants to listen to the radio. Well, I want to listen. She wants to listen to a country and western station. And I want to listen to the station that plays Tupac. So sometimes it's not peace. You know what? But you know what's awesome is I get a Friday. She doesn't work on Friday, so I get to drive by myself on Fridays. And I find peace in my car on Fridays. I can put in whatever music, Brother Johnny, I want to listen to. I can listen to whatever. I can let the windows down. I can do whatever I want to do in the car because I have that moment by myself. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, you have to get away. You have to get away from everything around you and find some peace. Amen? Not that being away from candy is like the greatest time on earth. No, I'm not saying that. But that Friday is a great day for me. That Friday is those Fridays are days when the Lord starts to speak to me and tell me what I need to tell y'all. Amen? You've got to find some time to have some time with Christ. And you know what? I can pray all the way to McKinney. And I can pray all the way back from McKinney because I have those moments for myself. Amen? Did y'all swallow that and digest it? Maybe you need a little bit of time. If you're struggling, if you're worried about everything, maybe that person next to you, not that this happens in my car, but how many of y'all have friends that is gloom and doom? Everything that comes out of their mouth is negative. How many of you have even been in a ministry or in a church and a preacher gets up to preach every Sunday and sends everybody in church to hell? All of you going straight. Well, Pastor, what kind of preacher are you if you preach every Sunday and everybody in your church is going to hell? I just believe that somebody here at the OC is going to heaven. Amen. As goes the head, goes the tail. I'm going up yonder. Follow me while I follow Christ. Amen. All right. Let me get back on track. I'm almost done. Give me about 5 more minutes. Then you will. It says, finally, brethren. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I like New Living Translation says it this way. It says, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything you can understand. His peace will guard your heart, your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. His peace will guard your heart and your mind. His peace. Uh-oh. I just had an old school moment. Tony, you ought to be up here on this argument. That's okay. Y'all remember this song? This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Y'all remember that? This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it and the world can't. Woo! And then they would say, this peace that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Whoa, this peace that I have. The world didn't give it to me. This peace that I have. The world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it. And ain't that good news? Oh, come on. Come on, somebody. I ain't got no worries. Because I serve a true and risen Savior. Amen. My brothers and sisters, I don't have any worries because I look all over this Bible and I see all the awesome things that God has done. I see the fact that He healed the sick. That means if I'm sick, I don't have to be worried. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I realize that as I look through my Bible, come on, Tony, I'm done. As I look through my Bible, I realize that even when I die, I don't have to worry about dying because in my Bible, I saw where Jesus Christ raised the dead. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? And when I look in my Bible, I see that Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was tempted. He was tested by none other than Satan. But he surpassed that test, my brother. He made it through that test with flying colors. Because he said, man should not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceedeth out the word of God, out the mouth of God. Amen? Are y'all going to pray with me? My brothers and sisters, I see that I don't have to worry about getting hungry because I noticed in my Bible that Jesus fed 5,000. That there's no need to worry about what I'm going to eat because he fed 5,000 with two fish and five loaves of bread. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? I realize that even so, when my walk is not right, Bible says that he made the lame walk. I realize if my sight is bad, he made the blind see. Even if my hearing, if my ears are stopped up, Tony, amen, he made the deaf ears open up. I ain't got no worries this morning. I saw in my Bibles where, amen, where there were relationships that got all messed up. But he came in and he put those things back together. Are y'all gonna pray with me this morning? I saw in my Bible where there were 10 lepers. Amen, they had an incurable disease called leprosy. Hallelujah, somebody. And he healed those lepers. I'm just like the one that came back and thanked him. Amen. But my brothers and sisters, I don't have to worry about the wind or the rain or the weather. Because I saw what Jesus spoke to the elements. He spoke to the storm. I don't have to worry about storms this morning. I ain't got no worries. Let the wind blow. Let the thunder roll, let the lightning flash, let the hail come down. Let the tornadoes run, the hurricanes, the earthquakes. But in my Bible, I saw where he spoke to the elements and he said, peace be still. I ain't got no worries this morning, church. Are y'all going to pray with me? I realize that when I get to points in my life where I can't go forward, I can't go backwards, I can't go to either side. I'm reminded of when the children of Israel came upon the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army behind them, wilderness on both sides, sea in front of them. Hallelujah. And Moses just stretched out his rod. I ain't got no worries because when I come up to the things that are in my way, hallelujah, all I got to do is stretch my hand out. Are y'all going to pray with me? And things will open up. You see, the thing about Moses was communicating with God the whole time. That's why prayer is so important. Are y'all going to pray with me? When I get locked up, amen, in situations and in places like Daniel with the den of lions, sometimes folks will just toss you over in stuff. Will just throw you out, hoping that you would be messed up and devoured. Amen? But the Bible says that while Daniel was in the den of lions, are y'all going to pray? See, he was already prayed up. See, we talked about praying, and if we already prayed up, when you get thrown out there with the enemy, everything will be all right. And also, my brothers and sisters, and I'm done. I'm reminded of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Some of us, all of us, have been in hot places. But let me tell you something: when you're in a hot place, there's no need to have worries. There's no need to fear because somebody said, behold, there's another. There's another in the fiery furnace with him. He's in the fire with you this morning. No matter what you're going through, don't have any worries because everything is going to be all right. Thank the Lord for what he's already brought you through. Thank God for the last time you got sick and he healed your body. Thank God for the last time you thought about giving up and he gave you strength to keep on keeping on. Thank God for putting good people around you, putting good people in your life. Thank God for your prayer life, my brothers and sisters. Don't give up. Don't have any worries because everything is going to be all right because he's already paid the price. Are y'all going to pray with me this morning? You don't have to worry about your soul this morning. Because let me tell you something. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have soul insurance. That's better than Geico. That's better than Progressive. My brother and sister, he's coming back. He's coming back for me. He's coming back for you. All we need to do is just hold on and stop worrying, because he's already paid the price. By his stripes we're healed. Through his blood, through the shed of his blood, we have forgiveness for each and every one of our sins. And I thank God for that today. Let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise this morning. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I ain't got no worries. Look at your other and say, neighbor, I ain't got no worries. Because as long as Jesus is on my side, everything is going to be all right. Big Mama said a long time ago, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Ain't God all right? Somebody said he'll be a bridge over troubled water. Hallelujah. He's a good drink when I'm thirsty. He's a brother when I don't have a brother. He's a friend when I need a friend. Hallelujah. And he was a savior. He's my savior when I couldn't save myself. Ain't God all right? Let's give him a great hand clap of praise today. Jesus Christ hung, bled, and died on that old rugged cross that you and I